All right, good morning, everybody. Is the sound working?
I think so,
yes. Unmute yourself.
Test.
Good morning, everybody. This is the January 10th, 2018 morning session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. Colleagues, just to let you know, as you're looking at the video feed, you may notice it is not its usual crisp, defined video feed. The entire City Hall is experiencing some cable issues, and we are working on that with the utilities. It's my understanding the closed captioning does work and will continue to work, but you're not going to see the same kind of video quality that we've seen previously, and we're working on that, and we'll get back to where we are as soon as we have that sorted out with the utilities. The purpose of the council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve order and decorum at these meetings. To make sure the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will make everybody feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and to also ensure that decorum is maintained for everyone. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subjects that they wish to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people may sign up for public testimony on the first readings of resolutions and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. And if you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light's going to light up, and when your time is done, the red light will come on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who is disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If you'd like to show support, please give a thumbs up. If you don't like something, you can do a thumbs down. Thanks. Let's get started with council.